According to the Quran, it is a religious obligation for Muslims to be united. In the Quran, Allah commands believers to be united, to join ranks in faith against denial, to regard and love one another as brothers, to be forgiving and protective, and to strongly avoid fragmentation, division, and dispersal. Allah states, "Hold fast to the rope of Allah altogether, and do not separate. Remember Allah's blessing to you when you were enemies, and He joined your hearts together so that you became brothers by His blessing. You were on the very brink of a pit of fire, and He rescued you from it. In this way, Allah makes His signs clear to you, so that hopefully you will be guided. The believers are brothers, so make peace between your brothers, and fear and respect Allah so that hopefully you will gain mercy. Obey Allah and His Messenger and do not quarrel among yourselves lest you lose heart and your momentum disappear. And be steadfast. Allah is with the steadfast. Those who are unbelievers are the friends and protectors of one another. If you do not act in this way, there will be turmoil in the land and great corruption. Those who, when they are wronged, defend themselves. Allah loves those who struggle in His way and ranks like well-built walls." These are just a few verses dealing with Muslims being united. From these and from the Quran as a whole, it can be seen that it is a religious obligation for Muslims to be united, to be bound to one another as brothers in love and affection, to avoid disputes, to be one another's friends and guardians, to protect and watch over one another under all circumstances, to counsel one another, and to engage in an intellectual struggle against denial, bonded tightly to one another like the bricks of a building. Therefore, to do the exact opposite, in other words, to be divisive instead of unifying, not to treat one's Muslim brothers with love and affection, not to be forgiving, protective, and mindful of one's Muslim brothers, and not to be bonded to Muslims in the intellectual struggle against denial is a sin. If the Islamic world wants to erect a powerful, stable, and prosperous civilization that guides and illuminates the world in every aspect, it must act in union. The lack of such a union is responsible for the Islamic world's discord and separation, the absence of a common voice, and the defenselessness of innocent Muslims. Countless poor women, children, and elderly people are desperately in need of rescue from oppression in Palestine, Kashmir, East Turkestan, home of the Chinese-ruled Muslim Uyghur people, the southern Philippines, home of the Muslims Moro people, and many other regions. The responsibility for these people belongs to the Islamic world before anyone else. Muslims must never forget the Prophet's, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, following words. A Muslim is a Muslim's brother. He does not wrong him or abandon him. The fact that the Muslims have not been able to create a powerful and active Islamic Union is a major contributor to many of today's ills. When a strong Turkish Islamic Union is formed, such problems will either not arise or will be resolved far quicker than anticipated. It is perfectly natural for there to be different cultures, traditions, and conceptions in the Islamic world. What really matters is that this diversity must be united under the umbrella of faith, and on the basis of mutual tolerance and solidarity. Differences of thought, practice, or point of view are normal and common in all societies. Islamic morality requires that Muslims never forget that they are all brothers and sisters, irrespective of their differences. Whatever the race, language, nation, or branch of Islam one might follow, all Muslims are brothers and sisters. Therefore, such differences must be appreciated as a source of richness instead of as a source of potential conflict and fragmentation. Such a mistaken view only diverts one's attention from the real issues and delays urgently needed and important preventive action. In their mutual relations, faith and good character are important, not race, ethnic origin, language, financial means, status, or office. Love between sincere believers develops through their fear and awareness of and true love for Allah, and good deeds and a good character. If people dedicate themselves to the path of Allah, follow it in all their actions and behavior, and do good in the hope of acquiring Allah's good pleasure and mercy, other believers will love and respect them. As a result, their skin color, race, or financial status will be irrelevant and have no bearing on the love others feel for them. The same criteria must be true for relations between Muslim nations, which must be based on the Quranic insight. If situations prevent them from doing so, they should consider the following questions. Is this issue more important than the unity of Islam? Is it beyond resolution? Is it acceptable to dispute with another Muslim community instead of working against irreligious ideologies? Everybody who answers these questions conscientiously will know that the higher priority is to refrain from endless disputes and to establish a union based on the Quran's values. The Islamic world must put its various disputes aside and remember that all Muslims are brothers and sisters, so that it can provide role models who reflect the true character of Islam and its ideals. This unity of the believers is a gift and grace of Almighty Allah. Sincere Muslims must thank our Lord for these benefits and obey His command not to separate.